Next item, page three items, Mr. Watkinson.
Yes, sir. We have two, what we refer to as consent items. These are projects where there has been an unauthorized construction activity without a commission permit. In these two instances, we've gone through our public interest review to determine if it's appropriate to issue a permit, and we've concluded that it is, but we are recommending civil charges to which the applicants in this case have agreed to, and also the contractors in both of these situations. With that, the first of the two items is North Point Properties. They're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 395-square-foot timber commercial seafood offloading pier with loading davits and associated mooring pilings adjacent to property situated along Branson Cove and Westmoreland County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a $1,000 civil charge and triple royalties of $690 and a permit fee of $75. And also, the contractor in this case has agreed to a $1,000 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. In this case, we issued a permit to build a offloading platform at this facility, but the permit called for it to be 320 square feet. Originally, there had been a bit larger application or proposal for a bit larger platform, but it was scaled back through the permit review process or at the request of the applicant. However, when it came time to build it, based on information from the applicant, they felt for safety reasons they enlarged the platform. They added some of the davits that weren't part of the drawings for the project, and so they exceeded the permit dimensions that were authorized in our document. After finding out about this, realizing it through our compliance reviews, we went through a public interest review to see if the additional size was appropriate, and we concluded it was, given the circumstances, and think it should be approved contingent upon the agreement for the civil charges, triple permit fees, and royalties.
Okay, we'll handle this first. Any questions by members of the commission? Is the applicant or contractor present or represented? What type of agreement do we have? They signed an agreement?
They submitted emails indicating they would agree.
Okay. But this is a enforcement action. Are there any further questions?
I do have one question.
Yeah, Mr. Tankard.
Was this just an oversight? How did we end up here on this after-the-fact situation?
I can't say for sure. Oversight might be part of it. I think part of it was the fact that they had looked at possibly building something a little larger to begin with. And I think it was just a matter of them getting out there, realizing they needed something a little bigger for safety, what they thought was safety reasons, and they just took the liberty of adding to the structure that was authorized.
Mr. Madden, you came forward. Do you have any information on this?
Yes, sir.
You've been previously sworn.
During the offloading operation, there's a conveyor that's going to be rolled right down onto that pier. So I would imagine that when it came down to actually putting pilings in the water and constructing it, the owner might have been concerned that his people had difficulty getting around the pier when it was reduced in size. There was a conversation between A.J. Erskine, who was a partner in this project, and Mr. Allen, and they both concluded that for safety reasons, it needed to be a little bit wider. Regrettably, they dropped the ball a bit in notifying us of the need for the enlargement. Yes, Mr. Tank.
So the follow-up question, any safety concerns as far as the boaters in the area, navigational issues, et cetera?
No, sir. What they actually did was they just enlarged an existing pier in a marina. No appreciable impact to navigation. They're not there all the time. They're only there during the winter months. It's a pretty quiet little spot. Okay. Everyone's pretty collegial. Surprisingly enough, yeah. They're very collegial on that little go.
Further questions? Thank you, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Matters before the commission for action.
Move to approve this after-the-fact authorization.
That's with the established civil charge,
yes,
royal
sir.
Fees, and permit fee.
Yes.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item.
Yes, sir. Is Dominion Energy. In this case, they're requesting after-the-fact authorization to modify an existing BMRC sub-aqueous permit to reflect the as-built location of a submerged telecommunication cable at distances up to 700 feet from its permitted location under Hampton Roads between the cities of Hampton and Norfolk. The applicant and contractor, which was Crofton Diving, have agreed to pay a civil charge of $2,000 each in lieu of further enforcement action for the deviation of the as-built telecommunication line from the permitted location under state-owned Sylvaquis Bottom. In this case, in 2018, we received an application and issued a permit for Dominion to actually build the line from Hampton in an area located between Fort Monroe and the first island on the Hampton side, extending across the shipping channel or under the shipping channel over to Norfolk near Willoughby Point, near the terminus of the bridge as it comes ashore for the Hampton Roads bridge tunnel. We relied on the drawings and information submitted by Dominion's applicant, Crofton Diving, to issue that permit. The permit started along the shoreline in Hampton, I think was burrowed out with directional drilling. At some point, they picked up with a plow device and plowed it in the bottom across the shipping channel and over towards Norfolk. In working with the Corps of Engineers, the applicant and agent were advised to make some modifications to the line, given their concerns about different issues and some concerns by the bridge tunnel authority or the VDOT. The unfortunate aspect is we had issued our permit after we had gone through a public interest review. We had not gotten any comments from VDOT at that time, one way or the other, indicating there was a problem. So we issued our permit. The applicant took it upon themselves and their contractor to relocate the line based on their Corps recommended alignment, and they never came back to us. So their permit, when it was put in, or their line when it was put in, substantially deviated from what we had authorized. We got the as-built drawings from Dominion, and they indicated they wanted their permit to reflect the actual location of the line. And that was sort of a request just to modify it, and we asked for the as-built drawing information. And when we got that, we realized it just wasn't a few feet off one way or the other, which you can understand can happen when you put something like that in, but it was up to 700 feet difference. And so we felt we had to go through an entire public interest review, a notice, and solicit comments on our end just to make sure we didn't run into some problem that was associated with a resource we have some concern about, public oyster ground or a clamming area or SAV bed or something like that, that maybe the others agencies reviewing it didn't look into as closely. But anyway, after we went through our review, we determined that the location was appropriate and okay. But we thought just based on the substantial deviation at this point from what we had authorized, even though they had gotten our permit and they had done it consistent with what the Corps had asked for them, we felt it deserved. And given the amount of effort we had to go through to modify the permit, the public interest review, that it warranted the civil charge of $2,000 both for the applicant, Dominion Energy, and for Crofton Diving, the contractor. So our recommendation is to approve the modification of the permit, but with those civil charges.
Any questions, Mr. Watkinson?
I have one question.
Mr. Tankard?
You say the applicant and the contractor have agreed to pay a civil charge of $2,000, and that is each.
Each, correct? That's correct.
Yes, okay.
Further questions? Ms. Everett?
The new site, 700 feet, I guess, the permanent location, there's no issues there.
No, it's not, and that's what we sorted out through our review.
Further questions? Is Dominion Power or the contractor represented or wishes to be heard? As to be heard. The rest of the story is that, and Mr. Owen, is he Randy? Is that they're doing a similar boring on Cypress Creek. You may remember, I don't believe it came before the commission, but they're doing some boring in my neighborhood up under the creek where they're taking 52,000 volt power lines and putting them under Cypress Creek. Right. Will they realize that they, based on the survey, they may be between 7 and 15 feet out of alignment, and they immediately called the commission to see if they could, if there was any way to take care of the problem. And my reaction was if they were still in the footprint right away of the line, that they would be okay. But I think the message is that This has certainly gotten the attention of both Dominion Power and Croft, and I don't think that we'll have this problem again. So anyway, the matter's before the commission. Mr. France.
Yeah, move to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Anything else on page 2, 3?
Yes, sir.
Okay.